your face for a shot contention. So for me, that's the biggest thing as far as why that percentage has dropped. Iowa, not a great defensive team. You're going to have opportunities to get right today. Can you take advantage of those opportunities when they're there in front of you?
Yeah, this is an Iowa team that gives up 78 points per game. Its defensive adjusted its adjusted defensive efficiency ranking is 172. The last time Iowa was in the top 50 defensively, you go back to 2016. This is a team that is more interested in beating you 84-82, and it's done a pretty good job of doing that through the year.
Well, it has, and you look at that, you also talk about the three-point percentage. Wisconsin is only assisted in the last five games on field goals made on 41%. There's only one team in the Big Ten that is worse than that over those last five games. That ball's got to move a lot more than it has been.
All right, those are your keys to today's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Time now for UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. John Blackwell back in the fold for Wisconsin, as we talked about with head coach Greg Gard a little earlier in our pregame show. Kamari McGee continuing the process of recovery. He remains out. Isaac Gard also remaining out. We've been out now the last three games for Wisconsin, but John Blackwell back in here this afternoon, and that is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for the Hawkeyes, Fran McCaffrey in his 14th year as the head man in Iowa City, the winningest coach in program history with 275 wins as the coach of the Hawkeyes. And his front line will be made up of Ben Cricky, a 6'9 grad transfer from Edmonton, played at Valparaiso the last few years. Matter of fact, was a leading scorer in the Missouri Valley Conference. He's averaging 14.5 points and 4.5 rebounds for the Hawks this year. Owen Freeman, an outstanding freshman, a 8-time Big Ten Freshman of the Week honoree. 6'10 out of Moline, Illinois, at 10.5 points, 6.5 rebounds, and better than 1.5 blocks per game. He has rejected 44 shots so far this season. Josh Dix is a 6'5 sophomore at Council Bluffs, Iowa. 7 points, a couple of rebounds per game. Could be very dangerous from the three-point line. Speaking of which, Peyton Sanford, no one has made more, no one has attempted more from downtown of the Big Ten than a 6'7 junior. He's averaging 15 points, 6.5 rebounds, 2.5 assist. He shoots 38% from the three-point line and takes better than 7 three-point shots per game. And Tony Perkins, who had 25 in the game at Wisconsin on January 2nd, 6'4 senior out of Indianapolis, 15.5 points a game. He had a stretch this season of 5 straight games of 20-plus points for the Hawkeyes. For Greg Gard's Badgers, same 5 as usual. Tyler Wall at 11.5 points, 6 rebounds a game. Stephen Crowell, the 7-footer, at 11 points, nearly 8 rebounds, better than 2 assists per contest. A.J. Storr, very efficient in the win against Ohio State. His second double-double as a Badger, 14-12 against the Buckeyes. The 6'7 sophomore averaging better than 16 points a game and 3.7 rebounds. He had 6 offensive rebounds in the game against Ohio State. Max Klesmit, 6'4 junior from Nina, 9.5 points per game. And Chucky Hepburn rounds out the starting 5, 6'2 junior out of Omaha, nearly 8 points a game, 3 rebounds, close to 4 assists. He was terrific against Ohio State at 9. 9 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, and no turnovers. Those are your starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Much like the football series, the basketball series, very, very close. The Badgers have won the last four to give them an all-time series lead of 89-85. Badgers taking the first matchup, as we mentioned, at the Kohl Center in Madison, by a final score of 83-72, going for the regular season sweep of the Iowa Hawkeyes here this afternoon. The Badgers and the Hawkeyes, the opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt, is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Monday. You're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel,
shh! While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Hey you, yes you, have you been to Kohl's lately? Because if not, you are seriously missing out. I just went and they have amazing clearance deals going on. I'm talking thousands of new markdowns added. So you can save up to 70% on everything from fleece sweat, cute sweaters, comfy PJs, and more. So take it from me. Run to Kohl's before you miss out. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
what are you doing? Block him!
He can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Plesman off the right wing, and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Stamps off a three, right side. Book it. Chucky Hepburn for three. Crowd to the rim. Slam dunk.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good afternoon from Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back in the network studio. This is Matt LePay. Friday, we welcome you to Wisconsin basketball as the Badgers take on the Iowa Hawkeyes. Wisconsin looking for win number 10 in Big Ten play and win number 18 overall. The Hawkeyes check in 14-11 overall, 6-8 in conference play. A sellout crowd expected here at Carver Hawkeye Arena. And as the crowd settles in, we'll throw it onto the floor for the playing of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars
sellout crowd. We know with the Caitlin Clark-led women's team, sellouts are a regular occurrence, but same story, different year with Fran McCaffrey's team in terms of being able to score. I mean, they're a team that regularly gets into the 80s. You know, the Badgers are able to take care of business the first time around. Now, Brian, can Wisconsin take this act on the road? They've been, for many, many years, a very good road team, but they have scuffled in that area like just about everybody else in the Big Ten here lately.
And that's been the year of struggles on the road. And can they get right? You look at, we've talked a lot over about the last five, to throw Ohio State into it. Wisconsin's only averaging 65 points a game. This is a team that's averaging 73, almost down 10 points a game over the last five. Can they find their offensive mojo? We've talked a lot about Iowa not necessarily being the greatest defensive team out there. There's going to be opportunity to build that confidence on the offensive end. Now, when you do that against a team like Iowa, they want you to do that. They want you to have lapses on your defensive side of the ball, and they want you to play the way that they play. And I think that's the interesting thing, and that's what you have to watch if you're Wisconsin. You cannot fall into the way that Iowa wants to play. You have to play your way. You cannot fall for what they want to do.
It should be a fun atmosphere, as we mentioned. A blackout, they call it here, as the Hawkeyes have protected the home court pretty well at 10-3, but almost right now, and you were passing along this note a couple days ago, Brian, that the Big Ten is in a mark where the home court has meant something, has meant more than it's meant in some 20 years. With Nebraska winning on the home floor today, in conference games, the home team wins about 72% of the time. Now, 70-27, but one of the hallmarks of Wisconsin teams, and you were a big part of that, is the ability to not just run the table or come close to it at home, but get more than your share on the road. What goes into that beyond the obvious of just having talent?
Well, I think just the togetherness. You know, this is going to be in an environment that's tough, that's going to be loud, and it's about knowing who you are and sticking to it. And especially, it happens more on the road than anywhere else, because teams get you to play that they want to play. And then you get out of the way that you've played all year long. And you start to give some, you know, uncharacteristic turnovers or whatever that might be, shot selection, defensive breakdowns. That happens a lot more on the road. That being said, especially this year, you talk about how big home court's been. 70, you know, seeds get degrees. They do.
Yes.
And that's a, I mean, that's a good number. Like, you look at where you're at with it. Like, that's a good,
that was my theme.
I was hoping for D sometimes, but.
D for dandy.
Yeah, absolutely. But you look at, and I think that's the biggest thing. And you don't get that always with every team. But this Iowa team especially, you can't fall into the way that they want to play. Tempo-wise, time of possession-wise, they're top 20 in the nation is how fast they want to go and how quick their possessions are.
It's huge for Wisconsin in many respects, trying to, you know, get as high a seed as they can into the NCAA tournament, trying to secure the bid and then get as high a seed as he can. Illinois sitting at 9-4, a half a game ahead of Wisconsin for second place. Purdue at the top at 12-2. Northwestern and Michigan State both sitting at 8-6. Nebraska now 8-7. So it's starting to get a little muddy in the middle of the Big Ten Conference. If you're the Badgers, it's about keeping some separation there.
It's about staying out of the mud. You got brand new white shoes on. You don't want to get them muddy, right? Like that, you got to stay out of that.
Just sitting down here courtside, you can imagine what the atmosphere was like two nights ago here when Caitlin Clark set the record, the scoring record in women's basketball history, and did it with a logo three, which is, I think, what you would expect. That seemed very appropriate in the win against Michigan. An amazing story of how her and her team, they sell out everywhere. And it's been remarkable, and it remains, as you would imagine, the talk of the town here.
For me, a dad of two girls, it's great to see the women's game elevated.
Yes.
And attention that should have been on it, it took that and Caitlin Clark's performance for 4 years to finally do that. But it's well earned and well deserved.
Yeah, no doubt. Officials for this matchup: DJ Carstensen, Jeffrey Anderson, and Bill Eck is a Badger. Wearing the white unis and the cardinal trim, this being the blackout, the home standing Hawkeyes wearing the black unis and the gold trim as we are about set to go. Wisconsin and Iowa here at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Tuesday night, the Badgers return home. Just six regular season games remaining in the Big Ten. Just three home games left. Tuesday night, 8 o'clock tip at the Kohl Center against Maryland.
We've talked a lot about Stephen Kroll getting the ball in the post. We talked about him during the notebook. But the point guard matchup this afternoon is a really good one. Tony Perkins, Chucky Hepburn, Tony Perkins, only player in the Power 6 to have 375-plus points, 100 assists, and 100 rebounds.
Well, he is on a pace here to do something that hasn't been done in Iowa since Dean Oliver played here. We'll get into that as we move forward. Toss and tap to Wisconsin. Badgers move to our left as we're underway in Iowa City. Chucky Hepburn against Perkins between the circles. Flips to the Klesman. Throws to Tyler Wall at the right point. Ben Cricky is on Wall. Crowell versus Owen Freeman. And the veteran against the freshman. An outstanding freshman at that. Hepburn to Crowell. Hands it back to Chucky. At the top. Seven to shoot. Klesman dribbles off the left wing. Stops the block. Back out to Hepburn. Tries a three straight on. Straight through for Chucky Hepburn to open up the scoring.
That is a great sign for Wisconsin.
Iowa moving to our right in the first half. Josh Dix against A.J. Storm. Left of the circle. Couple of the dribbles out high. Little brush screen from Sanford. A throw to Perkins on the right wing. Perkins against Hepburn. Dribbles to the free throw line. Takes it left lane line. Drops it off to Dix. Dribbles off the left wing in the lane. Low on the left. Goes up and in. There's points for Iowa belonging to the sophomore Josh Dix. It's 3-2 Wisconsin. Hepburn will bring it up for the Badgers. A little more than a minute gone by. Chucky will throw it to Klesman high on the right. Klesman with a toss back to Hepburn. Sends it to Crowell, left wing. Goes inside. Storr catches low on the left. Whips it to Tyler Wall. Baseline right. Peyton Sanford on him. A kick out to Klesman. 10 to shoot. Klesman bounces the wall. Backing in is Tyler. The double from Cricky. Out the max. Off the right wing in the lane, Darcy Storr, one to shoot, A.J. Will for three, and it's nothing but net for A.J. Storr, and it's 6-2 Wisconsin. Quickly the other way is Cricky off the right wing in the lane, goes up left hand, and a easy bucket at the other end for the Hawkeyes.
You got to get back in transition. You can't give that up.
18th nationally in tempo. The Hawkeyes are coming in. Wall goes into Crow in the lane, and he got fouled by the freshman Owen Freeman. There's the game's first foul.
good seal by Stephen Kroll, and just running down the lane, taking up space, and sealing the young freshman.
6-4 Wisconsin. We're a minute 50 into the game. Hepburn baseline right, will inbound. Chucky looking, still looking, and he'll lob it out to Klesman. He got bumped. He'll play on Perkins. A little defensive back work right there. Here's Storr off the left wing, leaning, shooting, back banked it, no, tip, no. Wall the rebound low on the left. He'll retreat out to Max, flips a three straight on, and that bangs off the rim, no good. Ben Cricky the rebound for Iowa.
Now, Wisconsin cannot get three-point happy. They made the first two.
Perkins throwing to Cricky in the lane. Kicks it out, Josh Dix. He'll try a three left side. Back iron it out, no good. Hepburn the rebound. 2:20 gone by, 6-4 Wisconsin. Hepburn left side of the front court. He'll throw to Crow. Rotates to A.J. Storr on the right wing. A toss for Wall. Flips to Hepburn. Chucky on the right hand dribble to the free throw line. Leads it for Klesman. Shovels it into Wall. Left of the lane. 12 on the shot clock. Tyler gets the double team from Cricky. Retreats. Throws to Storr. He'll try a three straight on. Good again. A.J. Storr. Couple of three-point hits, and it's 9-4 Wisconsin.
But that comes from a post touch.
Yes.
Post touch, double team, kick out for a three.
Perkins had it poked away from behind by Hepburn into the hands of Max Klesman. Turnover, Iowa. Crow at the top of the arc. Throwing to Klesman. Bounce pass Wall. Right of the lane. Faces up on Cricky. Now in the paint. Low on the left. Throws it up and in. Tyler Wall with the bucket, and Fran McCaffrey using an early timeout. Not happy with his guys here in the early minutes. 16:54 left in the first half. We'll keep it here as the Hawkeyes using a 30. It's 11-4 Wisconsin.
That's a pretty good start if you're a Wisconsin.
That's a pretty good
Badger
start.
That's exactly what you've wanted. Now, they've knocked down a couple threes, three of them. They've done it in a variety of ways. A couple of the first two were not off of post touches. They were just swing, wide open looks. Finally, they get the ball in the post. They didn't settle for threes. It gets to the post. You kick it out for a three because the ball touched the post. I said early on there, don't settle for threes. So far, they haven't. They've still attacked. Even though they've made some threes, they're still attacking, trying to get the ball inside.
Nolan Winter has checked in for Wisconsin, in for Stephen Crowell. And Brock Harding is on the floor for the Hawkeyes, 6-foot freshman from Moline, Illinois. He is in for Tony Perkins. So McCaffrey burning a timeout early as the Badgers with the jump, leading 11-4, and Harding in the backcourt. Harding against Chucky Hepburn, the veteran trying to harass the freshman who takes it across the midstripe. Harding gets a screen for Freeman. Klesman will get him on the switch. A throw to Sanford, right elbow jumper is good. He has a very quick release. It leaves his hands in a hurry off the catch, and it's 11-6 Wisconsin.
And I'm not surprised Iowa go 1-2-2 after seeing Rutgers' game. I expect more of this.
Hepburn throws over it. Here's Nolan Winter in the lane. Throws it up. Got it. It counts in a foul. Playing through the contact. Nolan Winter with an and one.
Playing through the contact, but Matt, attacking pressure.
Yes, sir.
Attacking it. If Iowa wants to go 1-2-2, what do you do against pressure? You attack it going down. That's exactly what Wisconsin did a week ago. Piscataway, we didn't see that.
Yeah, it looked lost, didn't they? Sanford called for the foul. Winter hits the free throw. 14-6 Wisconsin. A little more than 3.5 minutes into the game. Harding out front. On the dribble, right of the lane as Hepburn will defend. Brock Harding on the right wing. Now dribbles in the lane. Knocked away Klesman. Hepburn unable to save. Goes out of bounds to Iowa. Brock Harding, he really flashed early in the season for the Hawkeyes. He's 6 feet. They list him at 262 pounds. We're watching him warm up here up close. He looks like he's about 12 years old. Don't let that fool you, though. He's got some game. Connor Esegin checking in for Wisconsin. Hepburn will sit down. Gilmore is in for Wall. 16-12 left in the half. 15 to shoot. 14-6 Wisconsin. Harding baseline right, will inbound. Harding looking, and he'll lob it out to Owen Freeman, the 8-time Big Ten Freshman of the Week. On the dribble against Nolan Winter. Backing is Freeman. He'll throw to Josh Dix. To the free throw line. Storr covers him up. Now Cricky jumps top of the lane. One pump. A kick to Harding. He'll flip a three on the right side. In and out. No good. Rebound Carter Gilmore of Wisconsin. And he'll send it ahead to Storr, right side of the front court. A.J., a little bit of a burst, hits the brakes, feeds Winter. He'll try a three right side. Good for Nolan Winter. 6 points in a hurry for Winter off the bench, an 11-point lead for Wisconsin. 17-6, the Badgers, 15:40 left in half. Sanford in the lane, goes up, got fouled by Gilmore. And that will be his first. We'll have the under 16 media timeout. Great start here for Wisconsin this afternoon. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And by Cleary Building Corps. We protect what you value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 15:38 left of the first half. Wisconsin 17, Iowa 6. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Race to savings on your next project right now at Menards. From countertops to cabinetry, Menards carries everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell, ready to install and featuring a modern look. Cardell cabinets give your kitchen a new feel. Right now, get a free sink base with a purchase of any Cardell cabinet system. Good through February 18th. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, all right, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. I got to correct myself. No foul on Gilmore. Gilly just knocked it out of bounds, so Iowa keeps possession. 15:38 left in the first half, 17-6 Wisconsin. Tony Perkins, baseline left, inbounds to Sanford, catches, flips, baseline left, jump, good.
And Iowa's one of the best in the country as far as baseline out of bounds.
And has been for, well, about 14 years. Fred McCaffrey's 14th season as the head coach. Three quarters pressure, Badgers break it, counter receives and throws to Max Klesman. 17-8 Wisconsin, 15-18 left first half. Winter left of the circle, bounces it into Store, posting on Cricky. A.J. then lost the handle, it goes out of bounds along the left baseline. Turnover Wisconsin, the first of the game for the Badgers. John Blackwell ready to check in, along with Crowell and Wall. Store, Winter, and Gilmore will come out. Chucky Hepburn is going to come back in as well. Meanwhile, for Iowa, Laji Dembele is in. He's 6'8 freshman.
Look at the start for Wisconsin. 4 of 5 from three. We talked about needing to make some shots. They have so far.
It's 6 of 8 overall. Perkins out high against Hepburn. A bounce to Patrick McCaffrey on the floor now for the Hawkeyes. McCaffrey at the top. Now to Sanford. Tries a three. Right side. Heel of the rim and out. No good. And rebound to Hepburn for Wisconsin. 17-8 the Badgers. 14:50 left first half. Crowell throwing to Seaton. He'll catch. Flips a three. And that is an air ball gathered underneath by Patrick McCaffrey. McCaffrey on the push for Iowa. Blackwell and the Badgers get back defensively. Now Cricky, left corner with a shot fake and a seizure. Cricky is now backing down on Connor. The double briefly from Hepburn. Cricky with a wide pass gathered by Perkins right of the circle with 13 to shoot. Perkins now to Sanford. He'll try a three. Left side, missed it, but a foul. And Peyton Sanford will go to the line for three shots. And the foul is assessed to Connor Esegian, his first.
Tough stretch there for Connor. Probably a little bit too early of a shot from three, even though that's what he does. And then got lost contact there with Sanford. And because he lost contact, now he's a second late. that's where the foul happens.
Samford, a terrific free throw shooter. He makes the first, 89% coming into the game. 17-9 Wisconsin with 14:26 left in the first half. Samford averaging 15 points a game. Sixth man of the year in this conference last season. He hits the second. Max Pleasant will come in for his season. And one more coming on the three-shot foul for Samford. He had 19 points in their loss at Maryland a few days ago, and all three free throws are good. So Samford was 7 early on for the Hawkeyes. 17-11 Wisconsin. In backcourt pressure, Max Pleasant will break it. Goes through the midcourt logo. Leaves it for Hepburn. High on the right. McCaffrey defends. Chucky on the dribble. Hooks it to Klesman. Left wing. Probes baseline left. Turns it out to Hepburn. Inside feed. Crowd catches. Mid post left against Dembele. The double from Samford. 8 on the shot clock. Now they go inside to Blackwell. Out the wall. Tapped at the crowd. Feeds Klesman. 4 to shoot. Max threads a pass into Blackwell. Low on the right. And he throws it up and in. We're talking about threading the needle. 19-11 Wisconsin, 13:50 left in the first half. Here's Patrick McCaffrey right of the circle, throwing to Perkins between the arcs. Then belly to screen, Perkins will use it. Stops right elbow, hanging, shooting, missing, but a foul. They'll get Blackwell for the foul. That'll be his first, and Tony Perkins will go to the free throw line, where he spends a good deal of his time in games, about 5 attempts per on average. 7 of 9 in the game in Madison en route to a 25-point outing.
Well, that was just off of a ball screen. And John's trying to get over the top of that ball screen. Use the word rear contest a lot. Now, when you come back, the rear contest, you're trying to get that ball and get in the vision of the shooter without touching him. John got on the side of him. That's where the foul happened.
Perkins hits both free throws. Hawkeyes the best in the conference at the foul line. They slipped ahead of Wisconsin in recent games. 19-13, the Badgers. 13:34 left in the half. Klesman throwing to Hepburn. Chucky with McCaffrey falling down. Hepburn wide open and drills another three. Second three-point hit for Hepburn. 22-13, Wisconsin. Perkins off the Dembele screen. Foul line jump. Back rim, no. Rebound Hepburn. He'll turn and go. Chucky up the right side of the front court. Throws it to Blackwell, right wing. A toss for Crowell. Leaves it for Hepburn. Chucky curls around the screen. Hangs in the air. Gets it into Blackwell. Spinning left block. Nice feed. Crowell low on the right. Layup good. Crowell from Blackwell. 24-13, Wisconsin. 13 minutes left in the first half. Cricky hands off to Samford. Baseline left in the lane, and he'll run it up and in. Peyton Samford, we talked about his three-point shooting. He's doing his work inside the arc.
Well, everybody knows he's a three-point shooter, so it's trying to find that balance of how much space to give him where you can still try to keep it in front a little bit.
24-15, Wisconsin, 12:40 left in the first half. Hepburn bounces the wall. Baseline right. Tyler Wissel, an offensive foul. Perkins took the hit. They'll get Wall for the foul, his first. A.J. Storr and Carter Gilmore will come in again for Wisconsin. Blackwell and Wall will sit down. 24-15 Wisconsin with 12:36 left in the first half. And Perkins will walk it up for the Hawkeyes. A 6'4 senior out of Indianapolis, averaging 15.5 points per game. At the top, now a throw to McCaffrey, dribbles off the left wing, leads it for Cricky down the lane to the rim, and the shot is sent out of bounds by Stephen Crowell. Obviously not known as a great shot blocker, but he gobbled that up.
You said it, man, not known as a good shot blocker, more positional defense with Big Steve, but he went up and got that one.
Bryce Samford on the floor. Peyton's younger brother. Both are out there now, and it goes into Peyton Samford, left of the lane, and he goes up and gets hacked. And this will go against Chucky Hepburn. That'll be his first non-shooting variety. 12:19 left in the first half, 24-15 Wisconsin. Perkins baseline left will inbound it. Perkins looks and lobs it out to Peyton Samford, throwing to Perkins on the left wing. Hepburn defends. Scoops it to Patrick McCaffrey. Drives on Gilmore in the lane. Push it up right hand. No good. Gilmore the rebound. 12:08 left in the first half. 9-point lead, Wisconsin. Chucky up the right sideline. Moves into Crowell, right of the lane. Dembele defending. Single coverage at the moment. Backing is Crowell. The double got away from it and throws it up over the rim, but he was fouled as he spun away from the double that was coming from Price Sanford. And the foul is against Laji Dembele as we have the under 12 media timeout. Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and a friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company SI and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. And it's a new season at Kohl's with everyday styles at great prices. You can get more of what you want for less. Find go-tos for going everywhere and perfect picks for your home. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. 11:57 left in the first half. Wisconsin 24, Iowa 15. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober
or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 11:57 left in the first half. Wisconsin 24, Iowa 15.
Wisconsin got off to a really good start, Matt, right? Like that to me, when I look at this, especially on the road, we had talked a lot about that Michigan-Rutgers getting off to a good start. Didn't necessarily do that. Finally, they got off to a good start on the road. They've given themselves a little bit of a buffer here if Iowa puts together a run.
Steven Crowell will be at the free throw line. He was fouled by Laji Dembele going into the media timeout. Stevie with 16 points, 10 rebounds on Tuesday against Ohio State. First free throw for Crowell is good. He has 3 points early on here today. 70% free throw shooter is Stevie. The lead is 10 for Wisconsin. Second free throw, good. And they have matched their longest lead here with this first half. 26-15, 11:55 left of the break. Tony Perkins working around the Freeman screen. Pull up 10-footer left of the lane. Off the left side iron, no good. Rebound snatched away by Stephen Crowell of Wisconsin. And Hepburn brings it up for the Badgers. Outside right, throwing to Crowell, top of the circle. As Freeman defends. Pass to Hepburn at the left point. Chucky kills the dribble, throws it to Max Klesman, top of the key. Freeman is on him. Klesman loops it in. Caught by Crowell, right of the lane. Darts it inside. Storr catches low on the left, and he sends it in. A.J. Storr with 8, 28-15 Wisconsin. 11-18 left in the half. Perkins at the top, throwing to Patrick McCaffrey. He'll try a three. Left side, good. McCaffrey averaging about 9.5 a game, gets into the scoring column.
Wisconsin's doing a good job of touching the post and then cutting to the front of the rim.
1-2-2-3 quarters look. Badgers break it. 11 minutes left in the half. 28-18 Wisconsin. Storr with a pass for Klesman against Price Sanford. Max, a step to his right, gets it to Crowell. Angles left on the dribble. Finds a curling Hepburn in the lane. One pump goes up and in. He let Perkins fly by. And Hepburn has eight. 30-18, Wisconsin. 10:38 left in the half. Owen Freeman backing on Crowell. Up left hand, good. Freeman's first points in the lead, back down to 10 for Wisconsin.
Good move by him.
It was. Very good looking freshman Owen Freeman. Badgers break the press. Storr throws to Crowell. Baseline right. Backing on Freeman. Backing. A little dig from Perkins. A throw out to Chucky. Whips it to Klesman. Top of the circle. Shovels it into Crowell. Shakes up left hand. Good. Steven Crowell doing a little work. 32-20 Wisconsin. 10:07 left in the half.
Wisconsin isn't settling on the offensive end at all. They could have taken a couple of threes. They don't. They throw it inside.
Patrick McCaffrey at the top of the circle. Leaves it for Price Sanford. Sanford picked up by Gilmore. Sanford gets it to Perkins. Refeeds Sanford, the freshman, to McCaffrey. Bounces to Freeman, right of the lane, 10 to shoot. Freeman backing, mid-post right. Pivots, throws it out to Perkins, tries a three straight on, and that is a brick wide left gathered by A.J. Storr. Outlet to Hepburn. Chucky up the left side of the front court for Wisconsin. Hepburn against Perkins, throwing to Crowell, top of the circle. 9.5 minutes left in the half. Badgers lead 32-20. Klesman around a Crowell screen. Going to Gilmore at the top, rotates to Storr, high on the left. A.J. inside feed, caught by Gilmore, shot fake, goes up, no, but a foul. Oh, beautiful work inside, but Gilly couldn't get it to drop, but he'll go to the foul line as Patrick McCaffrey is called for his first foul.
Matt, to start the game, you said there was going to be opportunities for this offense to start feeling good about themselves. That's exactly what they're doing right now. Ball screen, hard slips, not settling for things. Getting back to what we've seen for the majority of the year from this offense.
Carter Gilmore at the foul line, where he is 14 of 18 this season and is short with the first free throw. Blackwell and Winter coming back in for Wisconsin. Josh Dix and Laji Dembele are there back in for Iowa. One more free throw coming up for Carter Gilmore. 32-20, Wisconsin. 9 minutes and 20 seconds left in the first half. Second free throw is good. And now Wall will come in for Gilmore. Yeah, we talked about how, you know, Iowa struggles defensively, but as you pointed out, Badgers are sharing the ball. They're not settling. So a good flow here so far offensively. Peyton Sanford on the left wing. Blackwell defending. Sanford throwing to Josh Dix. He is with A.J. Storr. Dix at the top of the circle, directing some traffic. He'll flip it to Price Sanford. Off the right wing, in the lane. Kicks it to Dix. Left wing, seven to shoot. Dix retreats above the three-point line, almost walked. Now Peyton Sanford hanging, shooting a three, and that's off the rim, no good. It'll go out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin with 8:49 left of the first half.
Good defensive possession there by Wisconsin. They were aggressive. Hands were where they needed to be, and then that last possession or that last 3 seconds on that, they were up on Sanford to make sure that that shot he took wasn't an easy one. Now, he'll hit some of those.
Yes, I mean,
that's what he'll do. He'll hit some of those tough ones, but you can live with that.
Tyler Wall in the backcourt. Iowa offering some resistance. Badgers break it. Here's Storr. Left of the lane. Got by Peyton Sanford. Throws it up. No good. Rebound batted around. It's gathered. Baseline left by Tony Perkins. He'll push it to the front court. Throwing to Josh Dix on the left wing. Works baseline. Got around Storr. Now it's Dembele. 10-footer in the lane is good. Raji Dembele's first points. 33-22 Wisconsin. 8:22 left in the first half. John Blackwell, front court, left side for Wisconsin. Drops it off to Hepburn, left of the center circle. Chucky on the right-hand hip-high dribble. Gets it to Blackwell, crowded by Perkins. Freshman John Blackwell missed the last two games. Back in the fold here this afternoon. Shot clock is at 8. Hepburn out high. The Winter screen. Bobbles gets it back. Crossover, spinning, finds a cutting Blackwell. Reverse layup is good. John Blackwell with the hard cut. And Chucky with the delivery. 13-point lead, Wisconsin. Dembele right of the center circle, make that right of the foul circle, gives it to Josh Dix at the top, a feed to Sanford. Peyton Sanford dribbles off the right wing, drops it off Josh Dix, easy money layup is good for the left side.
Wisconsin offensively is getting whatever they want, but defensively, only, you know, 12 minutes into this game, they've already given up 24 points too.
35-24, Wisconsin, 7:25 left in the first half. The Badgers are 13 of 17 from the field. Here's Hepburn. Dribbling on the right wing. Throws it to Winter at the top, 10 to shoot. Winter hands it back to Hepburn. Shot clock down to 5. Hepburn versus Perkins. Now Peyton Sanford. Hepburn with a 3 in the air, and that's a brick wide left. Rebound. Whoa, he got cut to the floor. Nuffy fell on his own and lost it out of bounds. It'll belong to Iowa. Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 7:05 left of the first half. Wisconsin 35, Iowa 24. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. Love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. 7:05 left first half, 35-24 Wisconsin. Iowa basketball. Brock Harding brings it up, gets it to Peyton Sanford, gets it to his brother Bryce, and now it's Harding. And an illegal screen called on Dembele as he rocked the world of Connor Essejian. It's 2 on Dembele.
That whole sequence was just awkward.
It was.
Connor got clipped, and then he kind of came around. However, it's the right call because Dembele doesn't come and play off of 2 feet when he's setting that screen. He's still moving into it.
Here's Max Klesman up the floor for Wisconsin. Freeman back in for Dembele now. Essejian left wing goes into Crowell, left of the lane. Owen Freeman defending, backing his Crowell. Left shoulder turn, up right hand. Off the rim and out, no good. Josh Dix the rebound. Outlet to Peyton Sanford. Pushing to the front court. Leads it for Dix. Tries a 3. Left of the circle. Good.
It's a lack of communication and transition. That's what Iowa wants.
35-27 Wisconsin. 6:25 left in the first half. Tyler Wall outside left. Picked up the dribble. Needs some help. They're denying Blackwell. And a throw goes out near half court for Klesman. Dix defending Max Klesman. 10 on the shot clock. Klesman around a Crowell screen. Throws it to Stevie. He's open. He'll try a 3. Right side. Book it. Steven Crowell a triple. 38-27 Wisconsin. 6 minutes left in the first half. Brock Harding outside left. Shovels it into Owen Freeman, left of the lane. Mid post left. Now in the paint. Gets it back out front. Price Sanford throwing to Harding. Off the left wing. Essejian trying to deny. Harding curls, dumps it inside. Caught by Freeman. Low on the right. Got tied up by Crowell. Shot up and good for Freeman. And one. Oh, the freshman playing through the contact. As Steven Crowell picks up his first foul.
Well, he played through the contact, but it was just a little bit of a shot fake. to get Steve to leave his feet, and just a little bit of him leaving his feet is going to automatically get the official to look and then see if there's contact. As soon as he looks, contact, bucket, foul.
Not a receipt.
And it's a tough one.
Yep, it was. Yep.
And even though Owen Freeman had a little bit of a chicken wing to get to the side of Steve because he left, you're not going to get the offensive foul.
Freeman connects on the free throw to finish the three-point play. 38-30, Wisconsin. 5:37 left in the first half. Hawkeyes have made their last four shots. Lesman up top for Wisconsin. Throwing to Crowd at the top of the key. Dribbles to his right. Leads it for Hepburn. Chucky with a toss for Klesman. Sidesteps. Three in the air. Left of the circle. And that's short. Rebound Harding. Badgers getting back defensively. Harding gets it to a Price Sampson. Now Harding open for three straight away. It's good. And here come the Hawkeyes. Timeout Wisconsin as Iowa has pulled to within five. 30-second timeout taken by Greg Gard. It's 38-33 Wisconsin with 5:14 left in the half. 6-point run for the Hawkeyes.
You knew a run was going to come. You just knew it. It always is. There's always going to be one of those. Now, how do you handle that? I love Stephen Kroll. We're down courtside, and you can see him walking back to the huddle with both hands, just telling everybody to calm down. We're all right. Calm down. Calm down. And that's what needs to happen right now.
And he's very good at staying level. I heard the interview in the pregame that I have with Nolan Winter. That's much of what he has learned, just kind of being the guy that Stevie has kind of taken him on as a mentor a little bit, and just stay with it. Just, it's okay. Just keep doing what you need to do, and that's what Stevie, just by the body language, is telling his guys going into that timeout huddle. 38-33 Wisconsin, 5:14 left in the first half as Chucky Hepburn will bring it up for Wisconsin. Eight first half points so far for Hepburn. Now Crowell right of the circle. Freeman defending. Crowell walks the dribble outside right, loops it into Wall, baseline right. Peyton Sanford defending, backing his Wall. Backing, turns at the Store in the lane, up right hand, good off the window. A.J. Store with 10, 40-33 Wisconsin. Harding, left foul line extended. Gets it to Price Sanford and to Freeman. Freeman backing, left block, pivots, gets it to Harding, slips it back to Freeman, goes inside, shot blocked, but a foul. And free throws coming up for Owen Freeman. That's what Iowa does. Their ability to hit threes for sure, but they get the ball in the paint. Tyler Walls just picked up his second foul.
And defensively, Wisconsin still hasn't been great.
No.
Whatever I was wanting to get, they've pretty much got it, for just being completely honest right now, whether it's a roll to the basket, whether it's a three, whether it's transition. However, offensively, what Wisconsin's done a really good job of is they've moved the ball. They've got 14 assists, but the ball's touching the post. And when the ball touches the post, now all of a sudden you're forcing the Iowa Hawkeye double team. And from that double team, Wisconsin has gotten whatever they've wanted. They've done a good job of cutting to the front of the rim.
Freeman makes the first, misses the second. Butch, you mentioned the Badgers have 14 assists. They have 15 made shots here in this first half. 40-34, Wisconsin. 4:20 left in the first half. Stephen Crowell left of the lane against Freeman. Single coverage. Now the double from Harding. Crowell, baseline left. Out to Hepburn. Turns it to Store. Lost the handle, but now regains control. Now in the lane. Throws it up. Off the rim, no. Rebound, Crowell. Second chance, Wisconsin. Crowell backing in the lane. Knocked away. Got it back. Throws it up right hand. Back rim, no. Again getting his rebound and is fouled. Oh, they're just going to go against Wisconsin here.
Calling on Carter
Gilmore.
They're going
to get Carter Gilmore. Wow, okay. And that'll be his first. We are at the under four media timeout. Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza. Loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with more than half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. 3:58 left of the first half, Wisconsin 40, Iowa 34. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub, Lots and Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. Stephen Crowell in his first half with 9 points. When he made a couple of free throws in the early minutes of this game, he became the 49th Wisconsin Badger all-time to join the 1,000-point club. So congrats to Big Stevie.
Congrats.
1,000-plus points.
Congrats. And he should be at the free throw line right now.
Yep.
Instead, it goes the other way. There was a lot of contact down there when he goes to the basket. I don't know if there's a player in the Big Ten that has more contact and does not get to the free throw line as much. He gets hammered.
He does.
A bunch down there.
He does. That's team foul number 7, by the way. They got Gilmore for the foul. 40-34, Wisconsin. 3:58 left in the half. 1-1 for Owen Freeman. And he will earn the bonus as the first bounces through.
My comments seem to surprise you a little bit.
A little bit, because as many foul shots as Zach Edey takes.
Okay, fair. I get it. Yeah. I remove it for sure. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good point.
Yeah.
All right.
He gets fouled like 25 times a game.
He does. Remove Zach Edey, then it's Stephen Crowell. But I just think I just don't think he gets a lot of fouls down there.
Badgers' lead is down to 4. 3:48 left in the half. Here's Crowell, left of the lane. Freeman defends. The double from Josh Dix, who knocked away the pass, and it goes out of bounds along the left baseline with 13 to shoot.
Yeah, I kind of did forget about player of the year. But
that's why I was surprised.
I mean, that does happen.
Hepburn, baseline left, will throw it in. Gets it into Max Plesmet between the circles with a shot clock at 10. Plesmet moves around the crowd screen, right of the wheel. Max still on the dribble. Dix defending. Pivoting is Plesmet. Knocked away. Got it back. 2 to shoot. Store glides. Left his hand in time. Missed it. Got it on rebound. Back up. No, but a foul. All of a sudden, there's a lid on the basket, but A.J. Store will go to the free throw line.
There's a lid, but there's bad offense, Matt.
Yes.
Like, I mean, there's a reason there's a lid. Sometimes, but this bad offense. Max dribbled the ball 20 times at the top of the key and didn't go anywhere. Now, got the ball to A.J., and A.J. was able to bail out the offense. But it was not good offense there.
Peyton Sanford guilty of a foul as Storr hits the first free throw. That's 2 fouls on Sanford. So Ben Cricky will come in for him.
I'd like to say that Max killed all the grass. I know it's February, so there's no grass growing, but he dribbled in one spot.
Did.
In one time, he would have killed any grass that would have been there.
Second free throw is good for A.J. Storr. 42-36 Wisconsin. 3:25 left till halftime. Brock Harding brings it up the floor for the Hawkeyes. Here's Chucky Hepburn, a handoff to Patrick McCaffrey. He's up for Freeman. Right lane line is Freeman. Turns up left hand. Good. Owen Freeman. Just 5 points against Maryland, but he has been noticeable in the first half today.
His attack, Steve, off the dribble.
42-38 Wisconsin with 3 minutes left in the first half. Crowell with a handoff to Hepburn, throwing to Gilmore. Rotates to Storr at the left point. A.J. to the foul line, hanging, shooting, and hitting. Off the rim, the glass in through. 44-38 Wisconsin with 2:45 left in the half. There's Harding on the left-hand dribble to the free throw line. Shuffles in the lane. Good recovery by Hepburn. Now McCaffrey right elbow. A toss to Freeman. Freeman against Crowell at the foul line. Sends it back out to Harding. Bounces to Ben Cricky. Shot clock at 10. Cricky backing on Gilmore. Turns baseline left. Shot up. No good. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. Not a lot of missed shots in the first half, but Crowell cleaning up that miss. 2:20 left of the break. 44-38 Wisconsin. Gilmore on the dribble against Cricky. Carter. Mid post right. Backing is Gilmore. Shaking. Gets it back out to Klesman. Throws to Hepburn. Loops it inside. Crowell will catch. Left of the lane. Shot clock at 10. Crowell. Finds Klesman. Nice lead for Gilmore. Pumping low on the right. Throws it up. No good. Rebound. Cricky. And he is fouled by Gilmore. You can see the frustration on Gilly's face. And did everything right, but then just couldn't make the shot. And then is guilty of his second foul after the miss. And he'll come out for Marcus Silver. 18 fouls on Wisconsin. And Ben Cricky, a 74% foul shooter at the line. Iowa 9 of 10 at the foul line in the first half. The Badgers are 6 of 7.
Tony Perkins has only played 12 minutes this first half. Brock Harding's come in and really has given